Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, B-Mitch Philly, 106.7 The Fan, as we come to you live from the Buffalo Wild Wings here in Detroit, Michigan, where the NFL draft is on its second day. Washington picked Jaden Daniels last night. They have five picks today. And JP, myself, and I'm sure Santana as well, wishing that they get out of that 100 pick, because that means we can leave a lot sooner. The B-Mitch Philly Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. And also, this is the Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. So joining me now is my man, 8 to the 9, Santana Moss. Tanner, we sat there last night. We all were thinking that they were going to get Jaden. And I was telling them earlier, right when the pick came up, I got nervous as hell.
Yeah.
You, I think, said the same thing last night. You felt like you were about to get drafted. Your feelings and how you feel now that they chose
him. I mean, no question, man. We was all nervous because, you know, everybody who's, I guess you can say, who don't root for us, they was kind of rooting for us last night. They was wanting, making sure that we got that pick right. And I think when you look at some of the things that have already transpired with just the new ownership, you know, this new coaching staff, you want everything to go as right as it possible so this team can actually have a chance to get back to what we're trying to get back to. So I think that solidifying that second pick in the first round, our first guy that we was going to choose, that was very vital for our team going forward, and I'm glad it was Jaden Daniels, because I feel like all week long and weeks before this week, you heard so many different, I guess you can say, musical chairs when it came to the quarterback position. And I'm saying to myself, like, you got to be kidding me if you don't think that the Heisman winner of this past season not the best fit for this team when it comes to what we're trying to do and go forward. So I'm glad we got it right.
A lot of people are saying, well, he had two top-notch receivers, so he's supposed to be good.
That's not an indictment on him. You know?
No, but you've been around a long time. Just because the receivers are good don't mean the damn quarterback is good.
That
quarterback got to throw it to the right spot, don't they?
This game is hard. And you know, you play the position. You know, you play at a high level. And, bro, like, the things that the quarterback has to do for these organizations, man, is beyond just hitting the receivers. You know, you have to be able to, you know, be at ease in that pocket. You have to know when to tuck that ball and say, I'm going to go get this thing with my legs. And you saw all that from this kid. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I heard all that stuff leading up to this draft, I'm like, I understand now. You understand that he played phenomenal enough to win the Heisman, but you're trying to nitpick at anything possible to try to say, what would be a reason he don't belong at that pick? And it's okay. When someone is going at you that way, that means you earned the right to be the number two overall pick. And maybe the number one, but we knew Chicago had their guy. So I'm just happy, man, it's behind us. And now let's see what we can do going forward, man. We got the second and third round, man. I'm hoping we can solidify some of the other needs, and one that's obvious is the offensive tackle position.
B. Richard Finley, 106.7 The Fan, talking to Santana Moss. Tanner, you played with 15 quarterbacks, am I right?
15.
15 quarterbacks in your 14-year career. So you know a little bit about what's good and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Jaden Daniels, does he answer the questions of what it takes or what he has to be a great quarterback?
You know, off the bat, the first thing I'm looking at is how does he dissect defenses. You know, I have watched some film on him, and it seems to me he's reading things. You know, he's not just one of those guys that's just stuck on one guy waiting for him to get open. I watched him go through his progressions. I watched him hit, you know, throw dimes. I watched him throw deep balls. I watched him throw intermediate passes. I saw this kid do everything that you would ask from a quarterback. And you're a quarterback, so you could tell me better than I know. It seemed to me that he checked all boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not only that, he's a difference maker. So if a guy can throw the ball, if he's accurate, if he can throw the deep ball, if he can get those two wide receivers that's supposed to be good, you got to think about it. The wide receivers is only as good as your quarterback.
You
can say what all you want to say about those guys outside, which they are great, but he made them great. He made them better, put it like that. You know what I mean? So if he can do all that and still go out there and hold his job down by throwing for 3,000 yards, rushing for another 1,000 yards, putting up 50-something-plus touchdowns, darn right, he deserves to be that guy, and darn right, he's going to be able to do that on this level. But we all know this level is a lot different,
yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things you can't take for granted. You're going to come in here, you're going to see things differently. These defensive coordinators are going to show you pre-snap reads and see if you can, you know, read things and see if you're smart enough to be able to dissect it once they change things at the snap of the ball. So a lot of that stuff is going to come too, but that's why you have the coaching staff to be able to prepare him for what's to come. So I think he fits and he checks all the boxes when it comes to what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got to go out there and get fine-tuned to play on this level.
When you said you watch film on him,
yeah,
I smiled.
Mm-hmm.
Because how often do we hear everybody that has a mic in front of them say they watch film?
Yeah, I watch tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were to watch a drive,
mm-hmm.
it'll take you some hours or so to watch it because you're watching different things to let you know.
Yeah.
I call most people on the radio, TV, that say I watch film on a guy,
mm-hmm.
they watch TV.
Yeah.
Because if they're shooting me all that BS that they shoot,
mm-hmm.
you damn well ain't watching
you ain't
film.
Watch
you're watching highlights.
Yeah, you're watching highlights.
You know? So I laugh at that stuff. But as we move forward, and I know we had a lot of calls today, are very ecstatic, but there are some people that were concerned about him being protected.
Yeah.
Not him protecting himself. I think that's something that Adam Peters has already discussed. They will talk to him about that. You are no longer trying to impress people, dude. You're a CEO now.
Yep.
But they're going to have to get some offensive linemen. And mm-hmm. a lot of guys went early last night. We saw that run of tackles go.
Mm-hmm.
You still see some guys? I know you watch a lot of film with Logan and mm-hmm. London and all those guys. Do you see guys left in the second, third round they could possibly get that can make this offensive line better? Because, you know, fans think it's only first rounders.
Yeah.
You could get a second rounder that might be damn good. He might have just slipped a little bit because things moved too fast last night.
No question. I mean, one of the guys that stood out, and it's crazy because I was asking myself that question last night. Man, who's left? But, you know, you have to go out and do your research. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy as I'm going through some of the lists that we talked about throughout the, you know, my days and, you know, talk the shows that me and Logan and Fred do on Command Center. One of the names that stood out is Patrick Paul. You know, we have his brother.
Chris.
And, you know, and so when I go back, I say, okay, he's a guy that's valuable. You know, I had to put my phone up because I had to, you know, I can't, you know, I'm bad with names. I forget names all the time. It's a guy, Kingsley Sotomayorte. I don't know how to pronounce a name to save my life.
JP and I tried to say that name last night.
But he's available.
I mean, today, earlier.
So there's a ton of guys and a ton of great talent still left. It's just all about who fits what we're trying to do. You understand?
Yeah.
They have a couple of swing players, too, that's available. A guy, too, who played left and right, you know, tackle that maybe that might fit our mold, too, because, you know, we have a right tackle and we also have a backup left tackle. But what if one of those guys go down and we need a guy to switch? So there's a lot of guys that's still available. And that's one of the things that these fans have to understand, that there's Hall of Famers in this league right now that's been picked up in these later rounds, this second and third. Second, third, and fourth are still great.
Some of them weren't even drafted.
Yeah, and bingo. So, you know, I don't get caught up into the rounds anymore because you see the running back position. You know, you get now these guys are being, you know, I guess you can say pushed down the line to those later rounds. So you can get a lot of great talent. Now it's all about what guy fits what we're trying to do offensively.
And I think when you look at this thing now, you know, it's excitement around. And I'm super excited. And I think a lot of people that are – so furious about, they got to address the offensive line. ditch it. Forget about what they did in the offseason. Yeah. Okay, I call him Title Badass. His name is Bionic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that dude can play.
Yes.
And he's a mauler.
Yes.
And then you look at Nick Allegretti, mm-hmm. a tough dude. Dude that shoulder messed up. I'm playing anyway.
Yep.
But I said, I'm playing anyway.
Yep.
You know, we have those type of guys who I think is in that interior now, Allegretti,
mm-hmm.
Bionic, and also Cosme.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Right tackle, I think, in Wally. Wally had a rough year last year, but I think Wally has shown over the years how good he can be. You need to now address the left tackle. And I think right now Cornelius Lucas is damn good enough to hold on until a young guy that they may get today could come along and grow.
Yeah.
But offensive coordinators can help out a left tackle.
Bingo.
You know, I heard guys that came through here say, oh, I don't believe in the chipping. Why the hell not? I got bad shoulders today because I chipped all the time.
You don't know football.
CP, chipped all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they find someone and that guy can just take over later on, I don't think that's a problem.
Not
because
a problem at all.
The quarterback position, you need to get one that could come in now if you're going to draft him high.
No doubt.
But the offensive line position, they can grow into that.
Yeah, it's vital, too. I mean, yeah, true. We need that guy that can be able to protect our quarterback blind side. But with some of the names you just basically, you know, talked about, we have some potential guys that can do that. Cornelius, that's why they brought him back. I mean, he showed last year that he can be one of those assets for us. And and he's a veteran. He knows how to play this game. So just because we get somebody today or you know, later today or tomorrow, that doesn't mean that guy's going to come in and be ready to start anyway. So a lot of these guys that we have here, trust me, these coaches are in the spot that they're in for a reason. They know what they have, and they know that's why we didn't see them shoot their gun last night. That's why we didn't see them make any move that they haven't made thus far since they've been here. They've shown us that they're going to become calm, easy, and direct with every decision that they make. And last night was another case of that, showing us that, hey, we got our guy, and we don't have to rush for these other guys because we have people in place, but we also have a guy in mind that we can probably get later.
I talk to these fans every day from 10 to 2, and I know sometimes they get tired of me because I'm direct and I say things that they may not want to hear. Okay, but I'll ask you this question, and this will be the last one before we get out of here. This team finished last season, and they were at a certain point.
Yeah.
Adam Peters and his crew rolled in, and they had a damn offseason of all offseasons.
Mm-hmm.
They started off the draft by picking who some have said today was ranked higher than any other quarterback in the draft, even Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Is this team better now than it was when the season ended?
I mean, when you look at some of the free agent acquisitions, that alone will tell you that, we have a lot of better players that's on the team. But you and I know, man, that don't mean diddly. You hear me? You don't.
So on paper, they better.
And on paper, they are. until we get between them white lines, that's when they gonna have to show us. And you know, we both not from Missouri, but we definitely got to be shown.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm going into this season. I understand the fans. I love you. That's why I'm still in the DMV because you guys won me over from day one since I came into that, you know, to the DMV area. But it's okay to be hyped. It's okay to be excited. It's okay to be ecstatic. All that and above. We show these emotions year in and year out. But don't shoot your wad so early. Let these guys show us who they're going to be, like they have been doing thus far with the way they've been orchestrating everything. And then we'll have a chance to celebrate at the end of everything. But let them go out there and put this thing together. Go out there and get this practices and stuff going on. And then we can probably sit out there and dictate what we got going on as far as this season, where we're going to see a postseason or not. I know we all banking on it because who we have, but they have to go out there and do a job and let them do their jobs.
Fan is short for fanatical. And you have no problem with that. You can do what you want to do. Be fanatical. Believe in this team. Allow these people a time to work. And not every bad thing, every little thing that might have happened, every bump in the road, needs everybody to lose their mind, because you know what? It is no longer the old regime. It is something new now. And since Josh Harris has taken over, the man has done everything he said he was going to do. He paid $6 billion for the team. He's still investing money on a regular basis to make the fan experience better. He's trying to make sure that he gets the best players, best coaches, and everything alike. So give them time to go out there and do some things, because I know when you take your first job, you don't want nobody coming to you the first day telling you how bad you did. You want to give you a little love and respect, too. Tanner, man, appreciate you taking some time. We're going to take a quick break here. We get back, we're going to get some little bets in. JP is already 0-1 because he we don't bet today, do we, Landfill? We just find out who won what.
That's right.
That's right. Well, I'll take a break. And before I go, though, listen, you always hear me talking about doors, hear me talking about windows. And one thing about that, I'm going to tell you, it also gives you tax breaks. Okay? It helped me out tremendously this year because I had a ton of doors and windows installed in my house. I reached out to my guy, Paul Henry, at Paul Henry's Windows. Paul came in. He took care of me. He was open. He was honest. Didn't try to oversell me. He took care of things the way they're supposed to be taken care of. He got it all done right the first time. And as I said, Paul did such a great job in my house. People were passing by. They saw his number. They called him. He did some work for them, and they all been ecstatic. And they said, "Man, B. Mitch, thank you for introducing us to him." I didn't introduce you to him. You saw his work. You saw his car in my house. I mean, his truck in my house. You saw the number. You called him. But he did a great job. And that's why I will tell you, if you're looking to put windows and doors in your house, reach out to my guy, Paul Henry. Right now, you can call him, and you can get 10% off each window with the 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. Listen, right now, Paul is about to do, I have a little walkway. He's redoing that. He's putting some more doors in my house. I have to get some garage doors now, okay? And I want to get the doors on my detached garage done to make sure everything is right, secure, so I won't have a lot of that energy leaking out. Windows, make your utility bill go down. Good windows will do that, and I guarantee it. So reach out to Paul right now, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.